to this episode of Conversation with Cousins. We hope you are encouraged, inspired by the words that we share with you today. Good morning, good morning, good evening, wherever you're at. We want to thank you for joining us, allowing us into your homes this morning or this evening, that we would all come together on one accord, lifting up the name of Jesus. Y'all know how we do. This is Conversation with Cousins from a Christian perspective. My name is Sherry T, and my cousin's name is?
My name is Eddie J, and again, we thank God for you for rocking with us. This is episode 33. This is episode 33. So again, we are grateful and thankful for all of you who continue, rock with us. Some of you been here from the beginning. Some of you jumped on as we've been going. But again, we are grateful and thankful for all of you. We thank you all for sharing and subscribing. And again, still get the word out for us that we are on, having genuine conversations from a Christian perspective. We're dealing with some things that we don't hear every day. We're dealing with topics and subjects that you don't hear every day. And again, things that we need to talk about. So again, we are grateful and thankful for that. So again, y'all know, as we've been journeying in this series of generational curses, breaking the strongholds and breaking chains. And again, we know we all kicked it off realizing that we are at war. Mm-hmm. We are at a war. And if you're at a war, you got to have on some equipment. We talked about the equipment we need to have on. Then we talked about we need to not only have on the equipment, but we always have to pray. And we can't just pray one type of prayer, but we have to pray all kinds of prayers. And then we established that praying sometimes isn't enough. Amen. Sometimes we have to fast and pray. In episode 29, and 30, we had our cousin with us, Dr. Norman. We had him with us. So again, we are grateful and thankful for that in episode 29 and 30. And then on episode 31 and 32, we talked about breaking the chains of double-mindedness. Again, we start dealing with some of the chains and some of the strongholds and generational curses that we need to deal with. So in this episode, we want to deal with breaking the chains of rejection. That's what we want to deal with in this episode, breaking the chains of rejection. And we all know people, including ourselves, who at times act in polar opposite. We do know that at times every person need love. And God created us this way. You need the love of a family, the love of others, but especially the love of God. And if you don't get that love, you would either accept rejection or express one of its two manifestations, fear and pride. Now, rejection is a powerful tool of the enemy, as it opens the door for all kinds of demonic oppressions to come in and destroy a person's life. And just to open up, we all have at some point in our lives experienced some type of rejection. We all have faced it. I was just thinking, as I'm thinking about this topic, I remember even growing up and you playing on the playground and you waiting for people to call your name. And everybody look over you because they don't think you can do whatever the game you were getting ready to play. They look over you. And then all of a sudden, they got enough. So you sitting out waiting for the next turn. So again, we have all in some way, some fashion, experienced some type of rejection. And again, today, again, we're doing it a little different today.
Amen.
We're looking at some different biblical characters in the Bible that experience rejection.
Mm-hmm.
The first character we want to look at is Hagar. Hagar, Genesis chapter 16.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I encourage you to read that whole thing in your own leisure. But in Genesis chapter 16, we look at Hagar, how she experienced rejection.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we know the story that Abram and Sarah was promised a child.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to the point of where they thought they Sarah thought she was too old to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go. When you mess up, you put matters in your own hand, and now you give your handmaiden Hagar. They decided to do this. Abram didn't reject it. They decided to give Sarah decided to give her handmaiden Hagar to Abram to have a child. So when she becomes pregnant, Sarah changed her disposition. You know, she was all for Hagar, but then now that she had this child, Hagar feels some rejection. Now, when we look at Sarai, she was not a strong believer, but she was a capable blamer. She blamed God for her barrenness, then blamed Abraham when Hagar created problems in the home. Check this out. See, now it was all good until she had this baby. And now she had this baby, and now there's some problems. Because
mm-hmm.
now Hagar has what Sarah been wanted to have but couldn't have.
Yeah.
And now Abram said, whatever you want to do with her, you do with her.
Mm-hmm.
And rejected her and told her to go and get out of there. Go ahead, cuz.
Yeah. Wow. Cuz, again, you started off just in a powerful way when you even had us relate to our own lives, our own childhood lives, where we get it, where we get caught into places and we get look like we're left alone. And we're like, you know, why can't nobody pick me? We've all been there. Like you said, we have all been there. Rejection is no joke. And rejection will leave scars for years upon years. And like you said, fear and pride are just the fruits of it. Rejection has a lot of fruits. I mean, but you know, anything that's negative, but you always think that nobody cares, nobody loves you. But what we know is that God loved you from the beginning of time. And we see that because he sent his only son. And then you open this thing up and you begin to talk about Hagar. And even when I was going over the text and it starts off and Sarah is right there in the middle, right? And I'm saying she in the middle, but really she starts this thing off because maybe Sarah was feeling her own rejection from God because she had been barren all of her life. So it was hard for her to believe like, what? Is going to happen. You know, Lord, it was supposed to happen. Why not? But I can understand because there are a lot, I'm talking to women, there are a lot of women that feel like they have been rejected by God because they have not been able to conceive a child in their time. And what we know is that when God has an appointed time, he has a specific seed that must penetrate the earth, that must live out an assignment. It has to come according to God's will, his purpose in his life. So I believe that Sarah was also feeling rejection. That's why she said, well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and help God. And here they are, both of them agree to do what God had already promised. God don't need no help, y'all. If he gave you a promise, know that he will fulfill the promise that he had. So when it comes to the point of Hagar having this son, and then Sarah gets mad, rejection always produces friction. it's going to produce some friction in your life. And Sarah, now she's got friction. She's like, what? There's a child here, and I am not the mother. Lord, what happened? And then she gets mad, and you know, go ahead and Abraham says, do whatever you want. What?
Right.
Give him, you know, do whatever you want. So whatever Sarah says, you know what? Abraham just follows it. You know, I don't want her living in my house anymore. And he kicks her. And we know how the story goes. But God is actually sovereign when it comes to when it comes to us being rejected by man. God still has a purpose and a plan for Hagar. And Ishmael, even though Ishmael was the firstborn of man, he wasn't the firstborn in which God needed the seed of Jesus to come through.
Yeah.
But God did not turn his back on Hagar. She out there in the wilderness crying, like, you know, can't see her way. This, I'm paraphrasing, can't see her way. And God shows up and give her a promise. He says, out of this seed, I'm going to have 12 more princesses. Ishmaels are still running around in the earth. They're still fulfilling God's purpose. They are like the stepchildren that must know that they're still loved and they are still in the beloved of Christ. Oh, they're going to come back. See, I can take this thing a whole another direction. They're going to come back. If you reject it, God always brings healing. And God is going to bring healing to Ishmael's children. And he's doing it every day. Look at the Arab world. Now, I know I'm chasing the rabbit. But anyway, let's get back to rejection. But you know what? God is faithful to bring healing. Back to you, Cass.
So not only does rejection wound, but it also affects a person's identity. Because the rejected person thinks there is something wrong with him or her, they will reject themselves. And the spirit of self-rejection usually accompanies rejection.
Yes.
Then the enemy begins to set up false personality within the person who has been rejected.
Repeat that line.
The enemy begins to set up false personalities within the person who has been rejected. So we know rejection is a sense of being unwanted. It's a pain of desperately wanting people to love you, but being convinced they do not. Mm-hmm. And even if the people in your life are loving and accepting, when you are suffering from rejection, you are unable to believe or receive that love. You have an aching desire to be a part of something, but never feel that you are. Wow. And then when we look at this story with Hagar and Sarah and Abraham, here was the real issue. When we walk by sight and not by faith, we become impatient.
Repeat button.
Let me say it again. The real issue is when we walk by sight and not by faith, we become impatient. Then we begin to scheme and blame others.
Wow.
Then when things go wrong, we try to get rid of our mistakes.
Ooh, you got some truth going there, cuz.
So that's basically what Sarah was trying to do. She, by them getting rid of Hagar and Ishmael, telling them to go away, Sarah was trying to get rid of her mistake.
It never works.
And God sent, when it was all said and done, God sent Hagar and Ishmael back to Abram and Sarai. And they had to live with that mistake for another 17 years before the manifestation came. Go ahead, cuz.
Wow. Wow, cuz you just opened up a whole nother road to travel when you started that thing off. I mean, just a simple fact that the false personality, how many of us are dealing with that today? We want to fit in, we can't, we feel like we're rejected. So now we begin to live in a false reality that's not even true. It's just a lie from the pits of hell. And this thing is unfolding in the story of Sarah, Abraham, and Hagar. A false personality. And we and anybody can identify it, even this very day, this very moment, we can identify with that. And God has said, no, don't live in the false realm. Don't walk by sight and not by faith. Don't walk. You can't even look. You can't look at your situation and believe that that's it. God says you got to walk this thing out by faith. When the Holy Spirit speaks something to your heart and you know it to be true, trust the faith that you have in the word that is in you. Because what you just said at the end of that, God sends Hagar and Ishmael back to the house from which they got kicked out of. And they have to live with that for the next 17 years. And you use the word impatient. You gotta just say, Lord, give me some patience. But God is showing his amazing grace even in that situation. And he shows that amazing grace in our own lives. Because there are many of us that can go out and say, you know, Lord, I don't like the way I was raised. I don't like the family I'm with, but God put you there for a specific purpose. And sometimes it's just to increase your faith, knowing that he's with you. He's got you. He'll take care of you. He's the healer. In some way, I believe that the Ishmael story brings healing and restoration to those who are rejected.
Yeah.
Because when they got kicked out, God brings them back. Because you know what? You have to make peace with those that you live with. You can't live in friction all forever. You have to be forgiven. And so I believe God was working on their hearts. And they understood it. So for us today, let's look at this story and let's look at what goes on. And say, but no, Lord, I'm gonna walk this thing out by faith. I'm gonna trust you. That the real healing, because those chains are being broken, the manifestation of that healing will be seen in your life. Back to you, Cass.
So again, pick it back up. Abram and Sarah greatly wrong Hagar, and they suffer for it.
Mm-hmm.
But God stepped in and cared for her and her son. Abram obeyed God and gave the appropriate name to his son, Ishmael, which means God shall hear.
Mm-hmm.
And had Abram and Sarai waited on God instead of running ahead of God, they would have avoided all that pain. When we jump ahead of God, y'all already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
When we jump ahead of God, and that's exactly what mm-hmm. Abram and Sarah
yeah.
did.
Yeah, wow.
Jumped ahead of God, instead of yeah. waiting on God to do what he said he was going to do,
mm-hmm.
they jumped ahead and they caused some unnecessary pain to themselves as well as to Hagar and Ishmael.
Wow. Those that wait on the Lord shall be renewed and shall be renewed. Ain't that correct?
That's it.
Those that wait. It's better to wait,
yeah,
than try to think, than try to outthink God. Just wait on.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Cass. Finish up. I love it. Love it.
So again, the rejection never would have took place in that situation if Abram and Sarai would have waited on God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the rejection that we face is because we jump ahead of God.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we jump ahead of God, we already know it ain't nothing good going to come out of that.
Nothing.
So one of the key things that we just learned in this whole piece right now is wait on God.
Yes.
Wait on God will result in not facing unnecessary rejection.
Wow. Have you ever experienced negative thoughts of depression, loneliness, or scarcity? Unlock the peace from within by texting BELIEVE, BELIEVE, to 877-670-1975 and receive our weekly words of encouragement. Again, text BELIEVE to 877-670-1975. Thank you.
So again, and when we think about rejection, just don't feel by yourself if you've been rejected by your own people, because yes. Jesus was rejected by his own.
Woo.
It tells us his own received him not.
Yes.
But sure. that still didn't stop him.
Say it, cuz.
That still didn't stop him from doing what he was called to do.
Woo.
That didn't stop him from his purpose.
Yes.
And all of us have God has a plan and purpose for all of our lives.
Preach, preach now, preach.
And we cannot allow anything to stop us from that.
Yeah.
Again, Jesus felt rejected. His own people received him not.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop him from what he came to do.
Mm-mm.
He came to reconcile all humanity back to the Father.
Say it. Say it.
He knew his purpose.
Mm.
And because he knew his purpose, he didn't allow anything to stop him from fulfilling the purpose that he has.
Amen.
So you have to decree and declare deliverance from rejection.
Mm.
You have to speak that over your life.
Mm.
So you have to say, Lord, you are my light and my salvation. You are the strength of my life.
Great.
I will not fear anything or anyone.
Great.
You have to say, I believe and receive that what you said about me. Your truth set me free from the spirit of rejections. You have to believe and decree and declare,
yeah,
you have nailed my rejection to the cross.
Woo.
I am free. You have to decree and declare that I have been chosen by God from the foundation of the world.
Say.
You have to decree and declare that I am holy and without blame.
Hey.
Decree and declare that I have been adopted as your child according, yes, to your good pleasure of your will.
Hey.
You have to decree and declare that I am redeemed through the blood of Jesus.
Say it.
You have to decree and declare things over your life, and you will not live in that spirit of rejection anymore. Now that you have watched this, that spirit of rejection is gone. So, cuz, free us out. People are going to be set free.
Amen.
By watching this episode.
Amen.
So pray us out, cuz. Pray us out.
Father, right now, we just thank you for the very presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Because we have heard the word of declaration and declared it upon our own lives that today the spirit of rejection must be gone. As we said just a few weeks ago, we just say, come out in the name of Jesus. You got to go. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And Lord, we declare that all those that have an ear to hear that are crying out before a holy God, that they are healed, made whole today because they have been loosed from the bondages of wickedness. Because Jesus paid it all at Calvary's cross because the blood still works. Father, we thank you today.
Hallelujah.
We thank you because there's nothing more beautiful than the story of Jesus Christ, who said, I'm coming into the atmosphere to complete the will of my Father, and took it all the way, did not get sidetracked, regardless of what he went through. When his own rejected him, he still said, he looked to the cross of Calvary and said, I'm on my way home. Father,
yes,
I
Lord.
Thank you. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Mm.
Because today we are living proof of the grace, the mercy, and the goodness of what Jesus paid at Calvary.
Hallelujah.
We are your people. We are your children. So, Father, those that have an ear to hear, I pray that the Spirit of the living God sets upon them right now. And, Lord, they experience the warmth of the Holy Spirit, the love that you have, that's an eternal love, that all we have to do is believe. Believe beyond a shadow of doubt that the name of Jesus has set us free. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in all of our lives, in the lives of our family, the lives of our friend, the lives of our community. And when darkness is all around, we thank you that we are the light because we believe. And because we believe, you have set the captive free today. Father, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That all those that have ear to hear. For the believer, I thank you that they're strengthened today. For the backslider, I thank you that they're coming home because they've repented. They understand the error of their ways. They understand that your love still draws them to the place that'll never run dry. And Father, I thank you for the one that has been struggling for the God that lives on the throne and unto the Lamb. And Father, I thank you for the one that's lost today, the lost sheep, that you have come back into the atmosphere. You've touched their hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, you reveal to them the love of Christ, that the plan that you have for them is a yes and an amen.
Yes, Lord.
That today they can repent. They can turn their lives around by just asking you, Lord, be the healer of my soul. Thank you for healing me of my direct rejection. Thank you for healing me of my own rebellion. To refuse the truth today, Lord, I won't refuse it again.
Hallelujah.
I'll accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And Father, I thank you that today the kingdom of God is being manifested in the earth. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. We thank you that the purposes in heaven are being affected in the atmosphere of the earth. Father, those that hear it, may they go in the peace and the blessings of the Lord. May their day be strengthened, and may their joy be full. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
We pray you have enjoyed our conversation today. Thanks for spending time with us. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, and we'll see you next week.